May we always hear with the ears of our heart. Amen. As part of our stewardship campaign, you will hear from people in the parish share about what Epiphany means to them, a type of who do people say that I am sharing, a type of exploring who Epiphany is in our community. And exploring who Epiphany is to us is critical and important, because each and every one of us needs to explore this question of identity, because it leads us to the discovery of our character, purpose, and worth. Our understanding of our identity shapes our very view of the world and our place in it. And interestingly enough, study after study reveals how the brain rewards us with positive feelings, not only when we are extending love and generosity to others, but also when we are among others doing the same. And living as stewards is a journey of self-discovery that is initiated by accepting Jesus' invitation to a life of contemplation and action. And when we live as stewards, it's about cultivating more of what truly matters in life: relationships, hope, and love. There's also much thought and study about the importance of deep, honest self-reflection. And Socrates put the question of the importance of self-reflection quite succinctly when he says, "An unexamined life is not worth living." And Socrates, it's this claim that only in our striving do we come to know ourselves and to understand ourselves. Then do our lives have meaning and value. And in an article in the Harvard Business Review called "Why You Should Make Time for Self-Reflection Even If You Hate Doing It," the author, Jennifer Porter, who is also an executive coach, shares the following. "When people find out I'm an executive coach, they often ask me, who are my toughest clients? And the answer is always, those who won't reflect. Particularly those who won't reflect on themselves. At its simplest, reflection is about careful thought. But the kind of reflection that is really valuable to people is more nuanced than that. The most useful reflection involves the conscious consideration and analysis of beliefs and actions for the purpose of learning. And reflection gives the brain an opportunity to pause amidst the chaos, untangle and sort through observations and experiences, consider multiple possible interpretations, and create meaning. This meaning becomes learning, which then can inform future mindsets and actions. For people, this meaning-making is crucial to their ongoing growth and development." And Jesus, our master of invitation and exploration of the why and the whom, is always inviting us to unbundle and examine what it means to be human beings, and that we should do this unbundling alone and within community, that we need both. And Jesus is always inviting us to hope and to dream of how to bring the kingdom of God into our lives, to explore how we build futures that keep us curious, keep us listening for ways to be faithful. And that helps to create spiritual depth. Jesus invites us to experiment, to stay curious, to be compassionate, to be hope, to keep exploring the question of the role of faith and faith communities in our lives. So as you listen to people share why Epiphany matters to them, I hope everyone will take some time later for themselves to reflect upon and find their own why. Why is Epiphany important to them and the community. And as we reflect, I believe we will find our meaning and purpose of Epiphany. I believe we will see how loving and compassionate we are. I believe we will discover the richness and vibrancy that we have here in this community. I believe that our reflections will deepen our sense of gratitude for all the love God brings to our lives, and that this will help us to remember that each one of us makes a difference in the lives of others. Amen.